Well, hi there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Eric, so happy to be here with you today.
Great to be here.
He's in his 25th year at Heckman Financial. I'm going to give you a telephone number so that you can call or text Eric with any questions that you might have, or if you would like to set up a complimentary session with Eric. Here's the number. 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. When you call this number, Eric is offering you a blueprint to worryless wealth. It's absolutely complimentary. So here we go today. We're going to be talking about getting that retirement portfolio prepared for possibly a stock market downturn. And so are you one of those people that worry about the stock market? Hopefully not. You know, many of us are wondering if 2017 is going to be the year for the market reverses or maybe even worse. And so there's a lot of anxiety with that. So here's some questions that you might be asking as it relates to Wall Street. Is the stock market overvalued? Are we headed for another 2008-sized downturn, which was not good for anybody who was heading into retirement? Are my portfolio and retirement assets in jeopardy? And should I be worrying about the prospect of losing a bunch of money? So, Eric, you know, at one time or another, most of us have wondered all these things, especially lately. You know, it seems like there's just such volatility in the stock market recently and even on an extended outlook.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly not predicting necessarily another market downturn, but we know that they will come and go, right?
Right.
So, you know, I actually do have a crystal ball. It's a really nice one. It's on my shelf in my conference room, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to figure out how to turn it on yet. So until that, you know, we basically have to be concerned about the, you know, how do the stock market cycles, you know, affect your retirement, you know, savings? How is it, you know, going to affect your overall financial strategy? And really, today's show, we're going to talk about how to, you know, get some protections in place, how to get some preparation for it. You know, it's more just about really being prepared for everything, good and bad. And, you know, that's really what planning is all about. So first, we're going to look at some ways to think about, you know, what the downturn could be, some ways to safeguard our money. And then we'll look at how, you know, working with somebody like myself, you know, how financial professionals should be helping you do that. And, you know, what should you be doing if you're working with somebody today?
So, Eric, what do you think? Are we headed for a market cycle?
Well, so, I mean, right now we're in the third longest run-up in stock market history. And so, you know, just nature says at some point things will slow down or, you know, go the other direction. And one of the things that really that the market's all based on right now is Trump's corporate tax cut plan. I mean, you can see that from the election day on that, you know, that's really what's driving the market is everybody thinks that all these corporations are going to get this huge tax cut. And if that works, then that'll be great. And it's already kind of baked into the numbers. But if that doesn't happen and it's already in the numbers, that's a big problem. So that's probably one of the biggest ones. And then also you'll see as rates go up and depending on how fast interest rates go up, some stocks will be looking way overvalued and people will start to sell off. So, you know, those are some of the things that really right now are really the place to start looking at for where risk is. And, you know, really what you're going to find is, you know, anytime you listen to anybody, either on the radio, TV, whatever, online, you're, you know, obviously you're going to hear everybody saying everything in the world. And so, you know, there's easy enough to find lots of opinions. The hard part is finding anything that's more really educated and more importantly, what does that mean for you? I mean, if you knew when the market was going to come, was going to go down, do you know when the market's going to go back up? Because one without the other doesn't mean anything. And so really what you want to do is have your plan working always. Have that plan always in place. Have yourself well-diversified. Have yourself in all those different spots. And be doing the right things, the things that you need to be doing on and on, really to make sure that you keep, you know, that plan going and make sure you're, you know, you're going to be in the spots where you should be. So the problem is a lot of people overreact or they're chasing returns and they're doing everything wrong because they're doing it for today's world, not what's going on in the future. So really what we do is when we sit down with somebody, first and foremost, what we want to do is, you know, build that blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, you can't ever have worry-free lifetime. You know, you're always going to have something to worry about. But if we can lower that down a bunch, that's really what the blueprint to worry less wealth is all about. And so what we want to do is sit down, find out where you're at today, then come back, meet again, and say, okay, here's some strategies for success. Here's some things that you're doing great. Here's some things that are some dangers in your plan, and here's some opportunities to fix them. Then it's up to you to say, hey, yeah, I want to fix that, or nope, but thanks for the information. And that's what we do, is we keep it very low key, keep it very easy, keep it just up front and tell you everything about your, first and foremost, the income plan, then the investments, then taxes, then look at healthcare legacy, and put that all together, one blueprint to worry less wealth. And so if that's something you'd like to do for yourself, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today. All you have to do is have at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Again, thanks for joining us today. I'm so happy to be here with Eric Heckman. He is founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area, and he is a well-known speaker. He's also, I want you to know, a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant. So he can help you with all the questions that you're facing right now in retirement or that you will face. So give him a call. Also, I want to say, check him out on their website too. You can find out some great information there. He's located at wealthcreator.com. So again, wealthcreator.com. You know, we talk about risk a lot, and I wonder if you could just kind of explain, how can someone tell if they are living with too much risk?
Well, I mean, the hard part is what is the definition of too much risk, right? So, and really what that is, you know, are you sitting, are you going down the freeway inside the car or on the roof? And, you know, you both would get you there. You'd both, you know, well, hopefully, most likely, you both get there either way. But sitting on the roof might be a little bit more excitement than you're really wanting to have. And so the hard part is, lots of times people don't know where they're sitting. They don't know if they're sitting, you know, with their seatbelt on behind some airbags, or they're strapped to the roof and, you know, holding on for dear life. And so really that's one of the big things you need to know, is you need to know what type of risk, what type of volatility risk that you have. That's the main thing when we're talking about risk, is how much will your portfolio go up and down by. And that's something that can be easily analyzed and easily figured out. And it just takes a few minutes, but you know, that's what a lot of people just actually, unfortunately, don't take the time to do. And we even actually have that in the top corner of our website. You can actually find a risk number, like a speed limit. You know, if it's something you'd like for yourself, if you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, if you want one of the first 10 callers today, there's no cost, no obligation. It's just something that we do for people to help them give that information. And then it's up to you to decide if you want to make these changes. So if you want to take action, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle: legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. Of course, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth. And in that book, he talks about different ways to get advice. And he helps us see warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. He teaches us to discover how we can worry less. Doesn't that sound nice? And that's what this show is about as well. That's why he does this show every week. So if you have any questions or if you would like to sit down with him and create that 5-point plan, that blueprint to worryless wealth, it is complimentary today when you call 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we've been talking about how a person who's concerned about the prospect of a market reversal can protect their assets. And Eric, I wonder if you can shed a little more light on this. For those of us who believe that tomorrow the stock market's going to be turbulent, what can they do to safeguard their very own portfolios?
Well, I mean, one of the first things they can do is kind of avoid a lot of leverage stuff. I mean, that's where people are buying options and doing a lot of stuff on either margin where they're borrowing against your stocks and buying more stocks. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that can really blow up on big when things go wrong. I mean, as things are going up, it's fine. Everything's going right? You know, so it's no problem. The problem is, you know, when things go bad, that's when they go really bad. Now, a lot of times people don't even realize that options, you know, I mean, I've got some clients who like to sell covered calls, which are, you know, ways to make money off stocks that you have. And there are times where that's appropriate. But I mean, when you're buying just straight out options, I mean, that's a full on bet. I mean, there's, you know, if you bought Apple and made money and turned around and sold to somebody else, that person could still own Apple and make money on that same stock. And with the option, that's impossible. Option is, it's like betting on a, you know, baseball game, football game, hockey game, whatever you want to call, you know, whatever game you want to think about. But it's a win or lose. There's no tying. There's no in between. So it says you'll either make the money or you'll lose the money. And so, you know, that can be something where people, again, where as things go better and people, you know, get used to all the money always going up, they have no problems doing some of these things. And, you know, probably actually on the other side of the coin there, in terms of not stuff that you're doing, but stuff that you may have your advisor or fund that you're in, is these absolute return funds. I mean, it's funny because I was in a Rotary and we have a large endowment and we were shopping for actually, ironically, financial advisors. and it was several financial advisors who are in charge of doing this process. So it was a little strange because we're all hiring people like ourselves. And one of the jokes I said was, absolute return funds return absolutely nothing. And it was, and this other advisor there said that he goes, gosh, I say that the same thing to my clients. And, you know, so that's one of the things is there's these absolute, you know, return funds that are right now kind of geared towards people who are worried about the market crashing. And what they're supposed to do is they're basically doing all these options. They're doing all these leverage where they're saying, you know, that we're going to at least get a return in between these two things. So if things go really bad, we're going to, you know, use options to protect us on the downside. If things go really great, you know, we're going to make up to a certain amount, but because we're using some options, we're going to kind of have a ceiling to it. Well, the problem is all that costs, all those fees of all this protection, you know, eats up your returns, and most of these funds don't hardly pay anything at all. So, you know, it seems really cool. It sounds neat. It's a big, long process. And in the end, it's kind of like you're running around circles and you just start right where you left off. And so that's one of the things you want to watch is some of these leverage investing.
What else can we do then to safeguard our assets if that's not really a very good idea?
Well, I mean, you obviously want to, you know, avoid like the Wolf of Wall Street stuff, right? Where they're just pushing penny stocks and all these other little things. And, you know, I'd say maybe not every month, but probably at least every other month, I have somebody asking me about, you know, whatever online thing and some scary website. I mean, it's usually these websites that just love to talk about fear. I mean, they just sit there and freak you out and they say that the U.S. currency is going to be nothing and, you know, buy gold today or, you know, that, you know, this or that's going to happen and you should get out of this or only do this. And, you know, any of those things that you see should, you know, that you should only do this or only, you know, anytime you see the word only in most of those ads, that's a sign saying that somebody is really trying to freak you out and trying to really psych you into doing something that's only probably good for them. And not only good for you. So don't watch those only words. And, you know, so that's one of the things that you really got to watch out for is there's a lot of scams, and a lot of other things out there that, you know, where people unfortunately are trying to, you know, rip you off or something. I mean, yeah, it's amazing how many clients get called by the IRS and the IRS does not call you. They send letters. They don't have time to call you. And so all those things out there, you got to really watch out for. You know, and so really, you know, a lot of it comes down to, do you have a plan? Do you actually have some sort of method to say, hey, this is what I should be doing. You know, I need this much income. So that means I should be investing in this. And these are going to be the tax ramifications. Well, the problem is most people don't do that. Most financial advisors don't even do that for their clients. So, you know, that's what our Blueprint to Worryless Wealth does. First and foremost, it first gets that income plan designed. So you know how much money you're going to have for the rest of your life. You know you're going to be okay. Or if not, you at least know that you might need to change some of your parameters. Then we determine where should your money be invested. And then also, where should that money be coming out in retirement? From which investments, which types of tax categories? So you really got to know taxes. And then, of course, you want to look at healthcare. You want to look at legacy and put that all into one cohesive plan. That's the Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. If that's something you'd like to have for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Now, this is no cost, no obligation. You know, there's no pressure. So again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Today, we're talking about preparing your retirement portfolio just in case of a stock market downturn. And I do want to give you Eric's website as well. You can connect with him on Facebook or Twitter, and then also their website. So here's their website, wealthcreator.com. Or if you'd like to connect with him on Facebook or Twitter, just go to @1WealthCreator. Okay, so @1WealthCreator. We've been talking about ways to safeguard our assets if we are concerned about a downturn in the market. What would be the next one?
Well, the next one's probably one of the biggest, and that's really managing your emotions. And that's probably the toughest for any of us to do, just because, you know, a lot of times you don't know how emotional you're reacting or what you're doing until, you know, it's too late, or if there's another set of eyes. You know, I mean, there's a chart we use a lot where, you know, it just shows the cycle of emotions, you know, as things go up higher and higher, you know, people get more and more excited, things start to drop, and then, oh, it's only a dip, don't worry about it. And then once they hit the bottom, oh my gosh, the world's caving in, I better jump out. And then right as things are going back up, you know, oh, I'm the finish selling off everything, and then, you know, and then the money's come back. So people, you know, tend to really do what's opposite. I mean, they tend to literally, you know, not instead of, you know, buy low and sell high, they do the exact opposite quite often. And, you know, there's a company called Dalbar, and what they do is they actually go into client statements with permission, but of like Fidelity and Schwab and all these big companies, they actually look at how did these people actually do in terms of rates of return. And they've been running these studies for years, and they usually do like a 20-year timeline backwards. So it's not a short timeline. They want to see, you know, what's the cumulative effect of individual investors doing compared to the overall markets. And for the last, I think, at least decade, it's almost been always about a 5% gap between what the S&P's done and what the actual investor's done. And that's kind of because of fees. That's because of, you know, overreacting. It's for people jumping in and out at the wrong times and doing the wrong things. And so, you know, that's really one of the things that when we're doing a planning process with people, we're doing that risk number. We want to know where that number is, because that number, that speed limit, if you want to call it that, for your volatility, if you're comfortable with that number, you're not going to jump off the train mid before it hits the station. That's the biggest key, is not doing that. And so, again, there's no cost, no obligation. If that's something you'd like to take a look at and get that information for you and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies are going to help you in minimizing fees and even lowering your tax costs, which is what we're talking about today. You can call or text Eric for that portfolio stress test. Here's the number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, he would love to sit down and talk to you. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about ways to prepare your retirement portfolio for a downturn. Where's the next place we should look, Eric?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about being overexposed to the stock market downturn, and, you know, there are some, you know, investments that are lower, no risk. And, you know, that could be some way to really help, you know, make sure you've got a model that'll actually work. So, you know, I mean, any investment, you know, risk and return are always connected, right? So, you can't say that there's a safer investment truly, because if it's safer, it has to be guaranteed, or it's not guaranteed. So there, you know, there's no in between. So that's one of the things you got to look at is, okay, how are some ways that we could generate some income or generate some money and, you know, but not have as much volatility, as much risk.
So if we're trying to solve for a liability-driven income deficit, obviously we want cash flow. If you could now give us a few solutions for the income deficit problem.
Well, a lot of people think about bonds in terms of mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, but the big problem with bonds is right now, I mean, they've been not yielding for anything for a long time, and the scary part right now is they're only going to go, you know, two ways. They're going to either still earn nothing, or they're going to lose lots of wealth, a lot of actual, you know, value when the rates start going back up. And so lots of times people are trying to buy bond funds that are higher yielding. Well, that means they're taking even on more risk. And, you know, again, it's one of these things that, you know, it all sounds fine and good until things turn, and then things get ugly really fast. So, you know, there are some other alternatives. There's ways to get some steady income. Instead of doing normal bond funds, lots of times we actually like these funds that loan money to companies. Those are paying almost 8% interest, and they're actually loaning, instead of you loaning money to some institution or some government, which is what a bond is, you know, this one instead, you're actually acting like the bank, and you're actually making loans that have hopefully some collateral. Most of these are some sort of collateral that the company has to hopefully pay back if there's an issue. But they're going to be paying a nice interest rate to you, and that's every single month. And so that's something where you can get some good liability-driven income part of things that, you know, you're mentioning. That's where you get that income, that cash flow, is really just because of you're getting some steady money coming in. So really, again, it all comes down to planning. I mean, if you have a plan that's set up and you're built up that strategy, you know, first and foremost, what you got to do is figure out what income do you need. Then that's going to dictate what type of investments. Should that be stocks? Should that be one of these loan funds? What should that be? How much risk do you want to have? And what also tax ramifications? You know, there's some things that are, you know, like something like that loan fund would be better in a IRA versus a normal taxable account because of the tax ramifications on it. So again, what you want to do is have a plan that's that blueprint to worryless wealth. That's what we build for our clients when we meet. And really what we do is, again, first and foremost, get that income plan. Do that investments, then taxes, then healthcare legacy. Get that all in one cohesive plan, and that's the blueprint to worryless wealth. And that's something we can build for you. All you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. You know, we'll sit down with you, figure out where you're at right now, build up that plan, and then it's up to you to decide if you want to proceed to implement it or not. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Thanks for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Studies have shown that people do not have a plan for the financial future. And because of that, Eric formed the Financial Knowledge Institute. And it's where they have speakers come from all areas of finance to educate people. So you can go online and find out when there are some financial knowledge classes, okay? Here's their website again, wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. Why aren't traditional safe havens like, you know, the CDs and, you know, the savings accounts and all that, why aren't they paying more? Because they aren't paying anything right now.
No, I mean, we've been in the world's lowest interest rate environment really in history, and it's going to stay that way for a while. I mean, the Fed's finally started to raise interest rates a little bit, but, you know, the rest of the world's still pretty low. And you know, that really means you should not have your money in the banks. I mean, it's just awful to have money in banks. It's just crazy because, you know, yeah, you need to have some emergency money. But, you know, if you got 6 months of expenses saved up there, then don't put a single dime more than you need to in the bank. I mean, it's just a waste of time. And, you know, I mean, there's things like fixed annuities that are going to be paying right now about 3% or so, or maybe a little higher for 5 years that are tax deferred. Compare that to a 1% maybe at the bank and a CD is taxable. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, people just aren't really paying attention. I mean, banks love to sit on that money. And I mean, there's trillions of dollars at the bank that's just wasting away, losing to inflation. And it's just really awful. So, I mean, it's a great time to owe money. So it's good for your mortgage and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a really bad time to try to get that money to grow there. So yeah, you do want to try to avoid banks at all costs. I mean, there are better options.
You talk about the mortgage interest rates. I do remember, you know, back in the 80s, you know, looking at homes and interest rates were 23%, you know, and so now they're down very low for people who are buying homes. So that is nice for them. But otherwise, in the bank, not doing you any good. What would be another safer haven investment, Eric?
Well, I mean, a lot of people got into Treasury inflation protected securities, or TIPS as they're called. And, you know, these initially were really mispriced and with the way, you know, the economy went afterwards. And so they were initially a great deal. The problem is if you've got some TIPS, you probably have some huge capital gains. But if you hold them to maturity, you'll lose all that capital gains. And you just get what you're owed. You know, so if you put in $10,000 and it's worth $12,000, if you hold it to maturity, you get the 10. And so that's one of the problems right now is, you know, you're getting good interest rate on the old ones. The new ones are awful. You know, you're hardly earning anything again. So really, it's not a great place to be. I mean, it's kind of an uneducated place to be for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of financial advisors do that because they do everything in the stocks and bonds market and they don't look at any guaranteed, you know, investments. So if you only have one set of tools to use, you're going to always use that tool drawer, right? You're not going to go to the other toolbox. So, you know, so that's why we don't limit ourselves. And that's why there are some other better options out there. You know, so that's really what you want to be looking for.
Eric, do you have any other safer haven cash flow investment ideas?
Yeah, well, you know, another one is if you don't want something totally guaranteed, I mean, one that's really good right now, I think, is real estate investment trusts. As long as you're buying the right types and the right kind and from the right person. These are investments where you can put your money in. They go off and buy real estate. Now, there's the traded kind. The traded kind are really susceptible to interest rates and market forces, so I'm not as big a fan on those. Now, there's a couple out there that are institutional class that are what they call interval funds, where you can only sell them every 3 months. Those I really like a lot because of that gets off the day-to-day pressure because, yeah, you can't buy real estate on a daily basis. That's crazy, right? Nobody's going to be buying houses every other day. I mean, can you imagine trying to buy your house every week or something? And so, you know, that's why real estate really shouldn't be traded like it is. And so the interval funds are a little bit nicer because they're not, you know, as susceptible to all that liquidity. And so that means they're not going up and down in price as much. You know, but the other kind are the non-traded or kind of like the private ones. So these are ones where they haven't gone public in essence yet. So they raise money for a period of time. They keep investing in property. And then at some point, they'll either go public or sell to a publicly traded REIT or just sell off all their assets. And, you know, those ones have a lot less pressure to act today. And so they can do stuff that's better for the investor long term. And you know, you got to watch out for some of these, though, because if you're dealing with somebody who has the term registered representative on their card, they have to take a commission on these products, and the commissions can be 7, 8, 9, 10%. What we can do is we void that. We don't take commissions on anything on this, on the risk side of the world. So if that's what we can do for you and your family today, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers, no cost, no obligation, no pressure, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Drew, here from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you, Drew.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Springtime's usually always the time to list, and summer's time to buy, but now we're getting kind of later in summer. Is it still a good time to be buying a house or not?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people ask quite a bit, and it's a good question, right? It's, hey, I'm going to spend a lot of money. Possibly this is going to be the most
expensive. Bucks.
Yeah, maybe even more, right? It's pretty crazy out here. It's a very expensive thing. Is now a good time to buy, right? That's always the question. And really, it's a very simplistic answer that I usually come back with. But it's, you know, for me, it's not as much, is the market, you know, good? Is the market bad? It's more of, is this affordable for you? Because we're talking about a primary residence, a place that you're going to move into. If you've never bought before, you're renting right now, so you're already spending money. Let's talk about the affordability aspect rather than necessarily just, is this going to be a good investment for me?
Yeah. And so like when, because I know one big thing you do compared to all those 800 number mortgage people or whatever, you know.
We're a 408.
Exactly. And, you know, but you guys actually do spend time, you know, really, I don't know if you want to say counseling, but at least, you know, asking people and kind of going through a discovery process, right? To figure out, you know, should you be buying that or should, you know, what is the cost difference? So, you know, tell me about like, you know, what's the process you guys usually when you're doing that?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to go with just affordability, right? This is a primary residence. You're going to be spending money on a monthly basis on a home, whether it's your home or you're renting a home.
Right.
So for us, we take into consideration what kind of tax benefits are you getting? We're not tax advisors, but we'll run through, okay, this is, you know, what you can write off potentially. You want to check that with a tax advisor. Also comparing that to when you rent, you're paying for the roof over your head. When you own the home, you're just paying down a debt now. And when you pay that down, there's a principal portion of your monthly payment. And you want to include that as well.
$2 right now.
It is front loaded with interest and back loaded with principal. It's usually about a third of your mortgage payment. It's the principal to start out with. And, you know, that a lot of people forget that you're paying down that debt. You're increasing your net worth. You're increasing your equity. And that's something to consider.
Yeah. And you're increasing your equity, not your landlord's equity, which is definitely good if you're trying to, you know, get out of renting.
Right. You're always paying a mortgage. It just isn't necessarily your mortgage.
Right. And so like when you're doing that, those numbers, what's the best thing to be, you know, like obviously a property tax, you mm-hmm. got insurance, you know, so how are you guys helping people figure out along with the mortgage?
Right. So there's never a one size fits all. Every situation is a little bit different, but for most people, you definitely have a mortgage. For most people, you have insurance and taxes. On top of that, you might have an HOA, depending on what type of home you buy.
Mm-hmm. Or a condo or something.
Right? Condo, townhouse, sometimes even the newer developments, the single families have a small HOA. Uh-huh. And then as well, you know, if you put in less than 20% down, you potentially might have mortgage insurance and you might want to factor that into your monthly payments.
Okay. And I know, like, pre all the meltdown stuff, the 80-10-10 stuff, is that still kind of around? Like the 80% first, 10% second, and only putting 10% down?
You can definitely put less than 20% down. There's two ways to go about it. You either pay mortgage insurance and do one loan, or you could potentially do an 80-10-10, even an 80-15. It just depends on what kind of program you're going to go with. You should be aware the less you put down, usually you're either paying mortgage insurance or a higher interest rate on your second. But for a lot of people, that's either the only way that they have to get into a home, or it's the most economically sound way because they might have stock sitting or, you know, something where they just don't want to liquidate. So putting less money down might make sense for them.
Yeah, no, definitely. And sometimes if you have those hardly appreciated assets, like some stocks and stuff, if you sell some this year, then some next year, you spread that out. And obviously you could pay off that second mortgage, you know, that way. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So there's good tax benefits for why to do that and financial.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, obviously, yeah, like you said, appreciation, but, you know, any other things you're looking at in terms of like when you're buying that place and what you should be looking at in terms of financing?
Yeah. A very big part of real estate in general is longevity. How long are you thinking about staying in this home? If you're at the place in your life where it's year by year, you don't know what you're going to be doing next year, buying a home may not make sense because you're going to be turning around and selling in a year or doing something in a year. Real estate is a long-term game. So the longer you stay in the home, the more chances of it really working out hugely in your favor. So longevity is very important when you're talking about owning a home. And coincidentally, a lot of people begin to buy their first home when they start having kids and such, because kids then start going to school. And so they're planning on staying in the area long term.
Yeah. And then also, I have a lot of clients that ask me about, you know, because a lot of my clients are, you know, retired or about to retire.
Right.
And, you know, they're trying to help their kids out. So one was, you know, if I give a promissory note, what's the implications? So they wanted me to give them a little feedback on that stuff. But, you know, maybe talk about that a little bit too, is if somebody is, you know, trying to help their grown kids, because mm-hmm. it is so crazy expensive around here. A lot of times you have to have a gift letter, right, mm-hmm. typically or something. What? How does that implicate things, and how does that screw around with, you know, numbers and stuff?
Right. You know, number one, it's very common just because, especially for a first-time home buyer, they don't have equity to pull from one home to buy the next. So they will potentially be tapping into mom and dad, or, you know, pulling money elsewhere. If you're getting money as a gift, it does have to be from a family member. Lenders are at least keen enough. They're not always keen, but they're at least keen enough to understand that if you're getting a gift from a friend, it's probably not a gift. So it has to be a gift. You'd sign a letter stating it's a gift. The intention is for the money not to be repaid back. You can't always pay it back if you want, but the intention is for it not to be repaid back. Okay. And the money would usually be sent directly into escrow. And we always advise that, only because it muddies the waters a little bit when you send it into your personal account as far as paper trails and that sort of thing. But yes, gifts are very, very common. And it's just something you'd want to kind of work out with your loan officer as far as what you're giving and how you're doing that.
Yeah. And then, well, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. And if you have any questions for us, you can always give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. I'm talking with Drew Frampton at O2 Mortgage. And, you know, so the other thing, too, is I've had more and more of these clients where they're, you know, kind of getting out of Dodge type of thing, or at least getting out of the big house and, and downsizing. So what happens if, you know, you're selling your, you know, your big place in Santa Clara, maybe you want some flat house down in Gilroy, or, you know, someplace cheaper. You know, if you're retired and you're trying to buy a house, How does that affect, you know, because obviously we talked about a little bit about affordability and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily always first-time home buyers. It may be somebody downsizing.
Right.
But they may want to, in today's market, just sell and then have the cash and go buy. But, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times it makes sense not to, you know, to pay cash or the whole thing, maybe get a little bit of a loan.
Mm-hmm.
But is it harder for them then to, or it, sometimes also it's people getting remarried or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, how, you know, how hard is it if you're not getting that steady, you know, W-2 paycheck anymore and you're just living off assets? So how does that complicate things?
You know, I think a lot of people are surprised when they come in because we see that a lot. We see people, you know, number one, look at what county you're selling and what county you're buying. There is a potential you could transfer your tax basis.
Right.
So that's huge for some people.
Yeah.
So definitely you would want to do that research. I know a few counties besides Santa Clara will allow you to transfer that. A big one's El Dorado. So you'd want to take a look at that depending on where you're moving. But Gilroy, and let's say you sold your house in Sunnyvale, buying a Gilroy or Morgan Hill or something where it's a little bit less expensive. Yes, definitely look into the tax benefit, the tax basis for that. And then a lot of times you're moving from a bigger home and usually a bigger mortgage to a either smaller home or less expensive home and a less expensive mortgage. And depending on when you bought and how you financed that originally, you're going to have a tremendous amount of equity usually that you're buying. So you're going to have a very low, what we call loan to the value of the home. Percentage.
Right.
And that usually means better rates and usually means that you're going to have a lower payment. If that's the case, you know, if you think it's affordable, usually is affordable, right?
Right.
I mean, let's figure
out. But for the loan, they just have to be able to show they have the assets sitting there or something.
Yeah. So if you
have some money coming in from somehow like either Social Security or IRA withdrawals or something.
Yeah. So if you have some kind of reoccurring payment to you as far as a pension or Social Security or something like that, then or IRA withdrawal or something like that, then that usually works.
Well, you know, so if somebody does want to take advantage of your services and say, hey, I am looking to buy, you know, kind of want to do this consultation, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us by phone at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. And you can visit us online at o2mtg.com. That's O's and Oscar, the number 2, mtg.com.
And of course, you can always find a link also at wealthcreator.com to their site. So it was great having you on this month. We'll have you on next month. So thanks a lot, Drew.
Glad to be here.
And we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here today, of course, with the founder of Heckman Financial, and that's Eric Heckman. Eric always gives you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He is a well-known speaker and even an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with Worryless Wealth. That's the name of his book as well. So call or text him now, and you can create that blueprint to Worryless Wealth with Eric and his team. Here's that number again, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we've been talking about ways to prepare a retirement portfolio for a downturn in the stock market. Eric, I do want to ask you this. How does a financial analysis help with my retirement plans?
Yeah, well, that's really the biggest key is what we've been talking about is how do you prepare for a downturn? How do you know you're prepared for a downturn is probably more critical. there's no way to know unless you actually have a plan, unless you actually have some sort of concrete thing to follow. So, you know, the reason why we call it a blueprint to worry less wealth is, you know, really think about your retirement as a time frame where you can not have to worry about things. You don't have to worry about a job anymore. You don't have to worry about doing this or doing that. And sadly enough, a lot of people have to worry about, you know, their money. So what we want to do is build that financial dream house where you don't have to be worrying about that. And so the first and foremost is, you know, anytime you do any sort of construction or building, you got to have some plans. You know, you got to know what you're building first, so you know where to put where and not forget things and find out you forgot to, you know, put something in there. And that's why you want to have that plan. And so first and foremost, if you're trying to do it on your own, there are some online tools, but unfortunately, they're not really talking about taxes. They're not talking about investments, and they're really not talking about necessarily income planning. They're saying, oh, you've got a 70% chance of not running out of money. Oh, that sucks. I don't want to do that. So I don't want to plan like that. I don't want to be on a plane where I've got a 70% chance of making it. So, you know, that again is where you got to do some planning. So, you know, that's why first and foremost, we start off with the blueprint by designing that income plan, because everything's got to be based on that. You know, when you're working and you're saving money, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, probably not a big deal. Late 40s when you might want to start thinking about it, but 50s definitely. That's when you got to start figuring out, okay, how am I going to turn this pile of money into income that I can then spend for the rest of my life and live off of? And so that's what we do, is we first and foremost do that income plan. That then tells us where we should be investing money, not the other way around. And then also that talks about where should we be doing for what, for taxes today, taxes later, and taxes in the future. We want to pay the least taxes overall, not just for 1 year. And then you can look at healthcare, legacy, and put that all into one cohesive plan. That is the way to, you know, build that blueprint to worry less wealth and that worry-free retirement, hopefully. So, you know, if that's something you want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. Call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Now, at our website, we've got a lot of great information. We've got podcasts of our previous shows. So if you want to get more information, definitely go to wealthcreator.com. So that's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.